Part 4. Delayed Exits from Chapter 11. Julianne Lopez-Toledo reports about five Chapter 11 debtors whose emergence from Chapter 11 has been delayed. Tribune Company, W.R. Grace, Nebraska Book, Pittsburgh Corning, and Quigley. In Tribune Company's Chapter 11 case, the company submitted to Judge Kevin J. Carey of the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware on May 14, 2012, amended exhibits to their fourth amended joint plan of reorganization. The amendment provides that on the effective date of the plan, the reorganized debtors may enter into an asset-based facility or other revolving credit facility of up to $300 million with a letter of credit of up to $100 million. The proceeds of the exit facility will be used to finance the working capital needs and general corporate purposes of the borrowers and their subsidiaries. However, the reorganized debtor's entry into the exit facility is discretionary and is not a condition to confirmation of effectiveness of the plan. Moreover, Reorganized Tribune as lender and the Litigation Trust as borrower will enter into a delayed draw facility in the aggregate principal amount of $20 million to be used for payment of reasonable and documented costs and expenses of the Litigation Trust. The plan proponents also identify the name and position of individuals who will serve as the initial officers of the reorganized debtors. The court was scheduled to convene a hearing on June 7th to consider confirmation of the debtors' plan. Objections to confirmation of the plan were due May 21st. The parties that have filed objections to the plan include the senior noteholders, Wilmington Trust Company, EGI TRB LLC, the company's former directors and officers, Citadel Equity Fund, the U.S. government, and state taxing authorities. The debtors' deadline to file their brief in support of the confirmation of the plan was June 1st. Tribune filed for Chapter 11 in December 2008. There has been no news of W.R. Grace exiting bankruptcy in the last 30 days. In the last reporting period, W.R. Grace filed a motion with the bankruptcy court to approve definitive agreements among itself, co-proponents of the debtors' plan of reorganization, BNSF Railroad, several insurance companies, and the representatives of Libby Asbestos personal injury claimants, to settle objections to the plan. That April 20th motion appears pending. Under the agreements, the Libby claimants and BNSF would forego any further appeals to the plan. District Judge Ronald Buckwalter had also ordered parties in interest, including the debtors, Official Committee of Asbestos Personal Injury Claimants, and Garlock Sealing Technologies, LLC, to appear before the district court on May 1st to address all issues related to Garlock's motion for re-argument, rehearing, and to alter or amend Judge Buckwalter's January 30th decision affirming the confirmation of the debtors' plan of reorganization. Judge Buckwalter was expected to rule on Garlock's motion after the parties presented their arguments in support of or opposition to Garlock's motion at the May 1st hearing. Grace filed for Chapter 11 reorganization in 2001 to protect itself from more than 100,000 personal injury claimants. Judge Peter J. Walsh of the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware confirmed on May 30, 2012, the third amended joint plan of reorganization filed by NBC Acquisition Corp. and its subsidiaries, including Nebraska Book Company. The company expects to emerge from Chapter 11 in mid-June 2012. The plan gives the new stock plus a new $100 million second lien note to holders of the existing $200 million in second lien debt for a projected 81% recovery. The company's president and CEO, Barry Major, said, quote, "We entered into this court process with a set of specific goals, and while our journey hasn't been without a few bumps, we have accomplished our goals and are preparing to emerge as a stronger company. With the support of our lenders, we have been able to successfully navigate our Chapter 11 process and are focused on what lies ahead for our organization." Each class of claimants entitled to vote on the plan voted to accept the plan, including a 10% senior secured notes due 2011, and 8.625% senior subordinated notes due 2012, and holders of general unsecured claims voted to accept the plan. On June 27, 2011, the company filed for Chapter 11 protection in the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware to restructure approximately $450 million in loans and bonds. Through the plan, the company will reduce the debt on their balance sheet by approximately $270 million, in part by procuring a consensual conversion of $100 million of the company's 10% senior secured notes due 2011 into equity in the reorganized company. Lincoln, Nebraska-based Nebraska Book Company, Inc. is one of the leading providers of new and used textbooks for college students in the United States. Nebraska Book and seven affiliates filed separate Chapter 11 petitions on June 27, 2011, Honorable Peter J. Walsh presides over the case. Nebraska Book was unable to confirm a prepackaged Chapter 11 plan that would have swapped some of the existing debt for new debt, cash, and the new stock due to an inability to secure $250 million in exit financing. Two insurance companies raised objections to Pittsburgh Corning Corp's proposed Chapter 11 reorganization plan in April, arguing that provisions governing millions of dollars of asbestos settlement payouts are murky and could pose liability hazards for the insurers down the line. Mount McKinley Insurance Company and Everest Reinsurance Company lodged their concerns in response to a judge's order directing Pittsburgh Corning and its parent, PBG Industries, to describe how the plan and related documents might be used in future insurance coverage litigation. The two companies renewed their opposition in May. Between 1962 and 1972, Pittsburgh Corning manufactured pipe insulation that contained asbestos. At least 140,000 lawsuits have been filed related to the product, and the litigation pushed the company into Chapter 11 bankruptcy. PPG and Corning have co-owned the joint venture, which is based in Plum, since 1937. PPG developed a reorganization plan in response to Judge Fitzgerald's 2006 decision to disallow PPG from establishing a trust to pay asbestos claims. PPG's obligation to the trust would have consisted of cash payments totaling $825 million paid over 15 years. In addition, PPG would contribute 1.4 million shares of PPG stock, or the cash equivalent, and PPG shares of Pittsburgh Corning and Pittsburgh Corning Europe. The judge rejected the initial plan for a trust because it included asbestos cases not related to Pittsburgh Corning. The latest reorganization plan had the support of the Asbestos Claimants Committee and the future claimants' representative. Pfizer Inc.'s bankrupt Quigley Company will continue its 8-year bankruptcy and seeks to challenge a federal appeals court ruling, a Pfizer lawyer said. Jay Goffman told U.S. bankruptcy judge Stuart Bernstein in Manhattan court on May 10th that Pfizer may challenge a higher court's ruling in April that found Pfizer isn't entitled to protection from some asbestos claims related to Quigley. Pfizer also plans to proceed with Quigley's bankruptcy and seeks to have it exit court protection in September. "We think they got it wrong," Mr. Goffman said of the April appeals court ruling, adding that Pfizer may bring a challenge to the U.S. Supreme Court. Quigley, founded in 1916, made three products for the steel industry from the 1940s to the 1970s that contained asbestos. Pfizer bought Quigley in 1968, and the company stopped most operations in 1992, filing for bankruptcy in 2004. Pfizer has said it never made or sold any Quigley products, and some claimants hadn't released Pfizer from alleged, quote, derivative liability. Judge Bernstein had ruled in bankruptcy court that Quigley's Chapter 11 case barred certain lawsuits against Pfizer. A May 2011 decision in district court reversed the order, and Pfizer had appealed that ruling. "We affirm the district court," three judges said in April's ruling that upheld the May decision. In doing so, they found the law firm Peter G. Angelos can sue Pfizer based on manufacturer liability under Pennsylvania law. Mr. Angelos began bringing lawsuits against Pfizer in 1999, saying that because the drug company's logo appeared on Quigley products, it should have liability for the asbestos-containing products. Mr. Goffman also told Judge Bernstein on May 10th that Quigley plans to file a Chapter 11 plan by the end of May that is based on terms with creditors it has already negotiated. Lawyers for the creditors, as well as the U.S. trustee, an arm of the Justice Department that oversees bankruptcies, said they would object to any plan that was the same as the old one. "We don't want a do-over of what happened last time," said Greg Zipes, a lawyer for the U.S. trustee. The U.S. trustee, an arm of the Justice Department, had asked the bankruptcy court to end Quigley's Chapter 11, citing the fact that creditors alleging asbestos-related health issues have been unable to sue New York-based Pfizer during the case, and many of them have died. Judge Bernstein had said Pfizer had manipulated the bankruptcy process and refused to allow Quigley to exit Chapter 11 court protection under a deal with Pfizer. During Quigley's bankruptcy court, a committee of creditors known as the, quote, ad hoc committee of tort victims, also asked in October 2010 to have Quigley's bankruptcy dismissed so it could bring tort claims, which are otherwise blocked by bankruptcy law. Asbestos claims against Quigley may total $4.45 billion during the next 42 years, according to testimony cited by Judge Bernstein in September. In November, Pfizer reported a $701 million third-quarter charge for asbestos litigation related to Quigley. The Troubled Company Reporter provides detailed reporting about every Chapter 11 filing nationwide. Stay tuned to learn more about obtaining a trial subscription to the TCR at no cost or obligation. That concludes part 4 of the report. The report concludes in part 5.